From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosher. Missouri senators are hammering out a compromise on how to finance fixing the state's bridges. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, Republicans believe they're making progress on one of Governor Mike Parson's key priorities.
Parson wants to launch a $350 million bonding plan that would fix 250 bridges across the state. Conservative lawmakers have balked at that idea, especially since it would cost the state millions in interest. After debating the issue part of Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz says his colleagues may be close to an agreement. The Sullivan Republican says one idea involves only issuing bonds if Missouri gets federal matching funds and directly spending $50 million to fix bridges.
Sometimes it takes time for us to get to the point where we can get people to negotiate and come to conclusion, and I think that we've made quite a bit of progress to that.
Schatz says the Senate may resume debate on the revamped bridge repair plan either on Thursday or early next week. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri's top Senate budgeter wants to set aside $8 million for flood recovery and prevention next year. Today, Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Dan Hageman proposed putting the extra money in next year's budget to help after the state's severe flooding this year. The new fiscal year begins in July. The Missouri River breached numerous levees last month, mostly in northwest Missouri. Hundreds of homes were flooded. The $8 million would pay for repairs and prevention methods like flood walls. Hageman also wants $5 million for any needed road and bridge repairs related to flooding. Things may be looking up for Missouri taxpayers dreading a surprise bill as a result of a withholding error by the Department of Revenue earlier this year. A bill passed by the House today will allow individual taxpayers a 30-day interest-free grace period with no penalties for the remainder of the year on their outstanding balances. Representative Dan Dorman, the bill's sponsor, says he hopes this bill will give all taxpayers equal opportunity to get their affairs in order.
And I know DOR, they said they're trying to help and be kind, if you will, to taxpayers who might have been confused, you know, no fault of their own, that they didn't have enough withholdings. But they've got to do that on an individual basis. So this puts it, you know, this just puts it right there set. Everybody gets the same treatment.
House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid says Republican House leaders should have acted sooner on the bill. April 15th is the deadline to file taxes. The Missouri House has given initial approval today to a proposed constitutional amendment that could prohibit tax hikes from being decided during municipal elections. It will require counties, cities, and other entities to place proposals for new or higher taxes or fees on the November general election ballot. Republican representative and sponsor Phil Cristofanelli says he believes too many local governments place tax issues on the April ballot. He says they use the typically lower turnout to boost their chances of passing. But opponents of the legislation say local issues should stay on the same spring ballot. I'm Sam Mosher, KBIA News, Columbia.